Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The sun is shining brightly over Tel Aviv, with clear skies expected throughout the day. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures, making it a perfect afternoon to be outdoors. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler, but still pleasant for a walk by the sea. As we head into the evening, expect a warmer night across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports just in that the U.S. and Iran have exchanged fire in the Gulf. U.S. forces targeted Iranian radar sites after drone attacks, while Iran launched missiles at Bahrain and Kuwait. Also, Ynet shares that a drone exploded near Israeli forces in southern Lebanon earlier today. This comes amid escalating tensions between Iran and Lebanon. Also this hour, JNS highlights that Iran's conflict with the U.S. and Israel often involves Hezbollah. The group has a history of overriding Lebanese political decisions. Separately, The Forward reports that Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel from earlier today. And finally, Axios reveals Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon over 50 days ago. This proposal remains politically sensitive for Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reported earlier today that Lebanese President Joseph Aoun accused Iran of using Lebanon as a tool in negotiations with Washington. In another development, Dan Linnaeus shared a report about a Jewish teacher facing expulsion in Los Angeles, highlighting ongoing tensions in the education sector. Ariel Osaran posted footage just hours ago of U.S. strikes on Iranian radar sites, emphasizing the U.S. military's operations in the region. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Iran exchange, The Times of Israel details that this confrontation follows recent drone attacks attributed to Iranian forces. The U.S. responded by targeting Iranian radar installations, escalating tensions in the Gulf. This situation adds strain to already tense U.S.-Iran relations, impacting regional security. Turning to the drone incident in Lebanon, Ynet describes a tense atmosphere after a drone explosion near Israeli forces. Iran's foreign minister has criticized Lebanon's president, adding to the diplomatic friction. This incident underscores the volatile situation on Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, JNS discusses Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon. The group, backed by Iran, has long manipulated Lebanese politics. This influence complicates efforts for peace and impacts regional stability. Finally, on the ceasefire front, The Forward reports that Hezbollah's rejection of a U.S.-mediated ceasefire highlights the challenges in securing lasting peace. This rejection poses diplomatic hurdles for Israel and Lebanon. On the economic front, first, Ktech reports that Israeli health tech companies face challenges in the U.S. market. These companies must demonstrate that their innovations not only work, but integrate well with existing systems. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Tel Aviv stocks have lost momentum despite earlier gains. Analysts cite security concerns and market valuations as contributing factors. And finally, Walla Business highlights a profession in Israel that remains strong despite the AI revolution. Industrial jobs in the country continue to thrive, offering stability amid tech industry changes. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.